welcome to a bonus episode of the Encourage Podcast. We love sharing new books with you, and today, Encourage Community Manager Becky Keefe talks with one of our favorite authors. Listen as they have a conversation that's sure to encourage your heart, and learn more about a book we love. Hello, Encourage! Welcome back to another special episode of the Encourage Podcast, talking about a book not only do we love at Encourage, but we wrote. This is our third episode in a special series all about strength in the struggle, because the struggle is real, but so is God. And amen. So delighted to have three of my Encourage sisters here today. We have Dawn Camp, Karina Allen, and Dorina Lazo Gilmore Young. Hi, friends.
Hello.
Hey.
So if you guys have missed any episodes in this series so far, I would encourage you to go back and find those, because each conversation has been so rich. I know that today is going to be just the same. And we are talking about our new Encourage book called 100 Days of Strength in Any Struggle. And in this beautiful devotional journal from our friends at Dayspring, which includes entries by 26 Encourage writers, there are 10 themes that kind of help us walk through what does it look like to experience and rely on God's strength, no matter what struggle we face. And one of those themes is powerful praise. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And so my question for you girls is, when you think about a time in your life, and maybe that time in your life was yesterday or this morning, I don't know, but when you think about a time in your life where you have struggled and you've been desperate for God's strength, how has He met you in that place through the power of praise? How about you, Dorina? Will you kick us off?
Definitely. This is one of my favorite topics. I believe that praise doesn't have to be music, but I love worship through music. And there are so many different times in my life where I feel like music was the thing that God used to lift me, and worship music specifically. So the one that comes to mind for me as one of the most powerful in my life is actually, sounds crazy to say, but worshiping at my husband's funeral. Mm. And that day, of course, people would expect that to be really sad and emotional and even overwhelming. But I remember it being one of the most impactful and memorable days of my life. And one of the reasons why is because God met me through worship and praise. And we had a packed church. It was like the church seats, I don't even know, maybe 1,000 people or more than that. And my mother-in-law and my three daughters and I were on the front row and literally surrounded by all these people singing praise to the Lord. And just knowing that my husband had graduated to heaven, that he was free from suffering, I was able to sing with a peace and a freedom that I can hardly fathom even now. And that was almost 10 years ago in my life. But I often think about that time. And there are many other times where I found myself broken in worship, but getting in that posture of praise absolutely changed the atmosphere of my heart.
Yeah. Mm. So was it hard for you though? Or was it just like the supernatural spirit of God? Because I feel like there's times where we are in that place of deep grief, and sometimes worship feels like the natural response. And other times I think it's an act of obedience, or it's something that we have to surrender ourselves to say, God, I don't feel like praising you because my circumstances don't feel praiseworthy. But He'll meet us there when we choose to give Him that praise that He is due anyway. So what does that bring up for you?
You know, for that day that I'm describing, I feel like it was supernatural, powerful praise that I don't have an explanation for. But I can think about other times where I was in deep grief, and especially after he was gone, where I would like drag myself to church and sit in the back row and cry my eyes out. And it felt hard to show up for musical worship, but it was also like this living water that God would be pouring over my head like a pitcher. And it would happen time and again. And so that was part of the like obedience showing up part that you were referring to. That's not the experience I had on the day of his funeral, but a lot of days after that, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I love that God meets us in all of it, right? And sometimes we will have that supernatural kind of like just overcome with that joy of worship and praise. And other times it doesn't necessarily feel good, but yet God still uses it as an instrument to strengthen us in the ways that we need. What about for you, Karina? I know that you are a woman who has a big heart for praising the Lord. So how has God's strength met you in that?
Wow, his strength. It has truly been my joy. So I've had, oh gosh, it feels like I've had back-to-back-to-back moments where I have needed to be reminded of who God is and how good he is and just all that he wants to do in my life, through my life. And honestly, because if you know me, you know community is my jam. I am so grateful for the times where I have those moments of what I call spiritual amnesia. I have those moments, but the body of Christ surrounds me and reminds me who God is. And sometimes they praise for me when I just don't have words to say. All I have are tears or groans, and they're praising God alongside of me, with me, for me. And it's the sweetest thing that God could have set up, this whole community, body of Christ, us being family, because it truly has been his strength in my life through the lives of other people.
So there's that communal aspect of praising God. And it's something we can do, you know, alone, face down on the ground. We can do it in the shower. We can do it, you know, commuting to work, whether it's a job we love or a job we don't. but it can also, I think it, and you mentioned this too, Darina, just that community aspect of worship. And I think that God's power does come through in a really palpable way when we are engaging in that kind of corporate worship. So I love that you shared that. How about for you, Dawn, when you think about how God has invited you to praise as a way of giving you strength in the midst of a struggle, what does that look like for you?
Well, I have often been struck by the fact that sometimes I find the greatest praise in these areas of things that I just take for granted. We'll just call them daily graces. And then something happens and they're gone. Like things don't work as they should. And then it's gone. And then when it returns, you realize how thankful you are for little things that you don't ordinarily notice. Like, for instance, the house that we're in now, we've been here for just over 3 years. So the month after we moved in, our downstairs furnace died. It was the original one. It was 20 years old and it died, and it was cold and it was January and we had no heat downstairs, and we had no heat for days, but trying to get it fixed. And then when it came back on, you know, we take things like heat and air for granted, but it was like, I mean, such an incredible thing. And then somehow the last two winters here in Georgia, when it's not freezing, freezing cold, we've had pipes burst both years where we have no water. And like we have neighbors who had this spigot thing out by the street, and they would let us come down and refill water. I mean, my husband, they were taking like wheelbarrows and taking water and filling up the tanks of our toilets, and so we could flush. And then neighbors like, you can come through our back, you know, in our backyard, in our basement, and take showers and whatever. And then, you know, you get the water back, and we take these things for granted. We take our furnace working and we take water coming out of the faucets. We take those things for granted. And then I feel like that it just makes me aware of how we need to be praising him for everything, that when those things come back, it's like you're grateful beyond belief. And it seems like such a small thing, like a thing you don't notice otherwise. But when it's gone, it makes you realize how we just should be praising him for everything. There's so many little things we take for granted.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you're drawing out a really powerful connection between praise and gratitude, right? When we are practicing that daily gratitude, and it's in the struggle that we realize like, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to be grateful for this. I think about that every time I get a horrible sore throat. I never think to like be grateful that my throat doesn't hurt until it hurts, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think that, you know, when we're in the midst of struggles, to say, okay, and I think that's, you know, say, okay, Lord, how, you know, teach me to praise you, teach me to be grateful. And I think that's, you know, why scripture tells us that over and over again, you know, give thanks in all things, you know, because it's not about our circumstances, but it's about remembering the one who holds us in the midst of our circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Darina, you said that, you know, that praise doesn't have to mean musical worship. And I appreciate you saying that, because while that's often what we think of as praise, one of the ways that I enjoy worshiping God and praising God, and I know that you do too, is through nature. And so when I was thinking about, gosh, like how has the Lord met me in the midst of my struggles when I needed his strength? And often it's just like that feeling of like when like just life is crowding around me, right? Like when just everything feels too noisy, too busy, too much. And I live here in Southern California, and we live, you know, close to tons of, you know, freeway traffic and, you know, congested living. And just like 5-10 minutes from our house is a beautiful canyon. And I love going there hiking with my husband and our 3 sons. And it's like when I get out on the trail, it's like that environment. It's like my sanctuary of creation. And it just reminds me of like, okay, God, you are bigger than my struggles. You are bigger than the stress and pressure I'm facing. And just even that act of like, you know, feet on the dirt trail and being mindful of the breeze and the trees and listening to nature, it just turns my heart to praise. And I'll end a hike. Maybe I'm a little physically tired, but spiritually, like my heart is renewed. The strength of my heart is renewed because I've been spending that time praising God and just acknowledging who he is and the way his presence is shown in nature. Does that resonate with any of you guys?
Well, Becky, you know, you're speaking my language here.
Yes.
And I know we're both California girls. I live in Central California, so I'm about 4 or 5 hours north of where Becky lives. But I have experienced that time and again, that just going outside, being in creation, and yes, the amazing vistas for sure, like instigate this, but I also grew up in the city. I grew up in Chicago. And so it wasn't like I had like this beautiful mountainous view when I was younger, but just even getting outside and getting fresh air can even do that for us. And I recently actually went on a little trail run. I love running on trails with a friend of mine, and she brought me on a new trail that was maybe a 30-minute drive from our house. And we got to the top, and it's called Table Mountain. And it's because the mountain on the top is flat and looks like a table. But where we were standing, there was this like 360-degree view around us of the mountains and the hills. And below us was the river. And I looked down. It was like the river was kind of like switching her skirt back and forth below us. And I just felt so loved by the Lord. Even getting to have that view. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It was hard to get there. It was like a 8 mile hike round trip, and it was mostly uphill for the first 3 miles. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's always, for me, also such a beautiful metaphor for our lives. Sometimes getting to that place of praise is hard, mm-hmm. but it is that, like you were saying, putting one step in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. And maybe it's like Dawn was alluding to before too, that maybe it's about calling out our gratitude, which feels forced in the beginning or hard, but the more we do it, the more we get to have that sort of big vista view that the Lord will reveal to us in that process.
Yeah.
I love how Psalm 96, 1 and 2 says, "Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves." And just that reminder that, like, creation speaks. Like, what God made is declaring his praise. And as his creation, we are invited to into that conversation, into that praise. But I'm wondering, what are some things that maybe hold each of you back from praising God? When you, especially, you know, in thinking the theme of this book is just acknowledging like the real struggles of life. And sometimes those are, you know, just seemingly small things. Other times it's like, you know, big crises. God cares about the gamut, you know, doesn't have, like, nothing is too insignificant for him, and nothing is too big or complex or messy for him. But I think that there's sometimes things that hold us back from receiving the strength that God wants us to give and being open and obedient to the things that he's calling us to. So does anything come to mind when you think about, gosh, like, maybe I've missed some opportunities to receive his strength because I wasn't willing to praise him? And what held you back from that?
I'll tell you, when you were talking about this, a couple things came to mind. At the end of last year, the last few months, I had like some really big personal things that hit. And it just interfered with everything. You know how you can get something, you know, things in your head, and they interfere with your whole quality of life, and as you say, your relationship with God, with other people, with everything. And I think in both situations, what came to my mind when you were talking is that there were things that I couldn't fix everything, but I had to practice just a very active forgiveness. And that made all the difference. And that makes me think too, it's like, I know one thing with forgiveness, when you can put that in perspective, that sure, we have things in our life where, you know, we've been hurt or there's things that we need to offend. But when we look at the bigger picture, that if God can give his son for us and forgive us for everything that we do and wipe that clean, then do we have the right to not offer forgiveness to anybody? Really, mm-hmm. If you look at that in the big picture. And so I just had, and sometimes you just have to look at the bigger picture in your life and the bigger picture with God too. And just forgiveness is what came to mind for me, as I had times when I just was not experiencing the fullness of my relationship with God because I had to deal with forgiveness on a personal level. And that just opened up everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's me. I get in my own way. I get in the Lord's way. I am a fixer. I want to fix things. I like to know what's coming. I like to be in control. That's my, you know, my flesh, my, you know, human nature. And a lot of times the Lord's like, okay, I want to mature you. I want to give you my perspective. I want to give you how I am seeing things, not your finite view of things. And so in a recent Bible study, we were actually talking about the verses in James that says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials. And when you're in a trial, the last thing you want to do is praise. That's the last thing you want to do. But the Lord just showed me that that's where the maturing comes in, when he refines us and he prunes us, when we can be in the middle of the worst thing, whether it's something, you know, seemingly super small or the greatest tragedy in our lives, that we, in the midst of it, we can always find a reason to praise him, to be grateful, because, you know, joy is not dependent on our circumstances. And so it's dependent on the nature of God, the character of God, who he is and who he is to us. And so in the gamut of things, I can always find a reason to tell God that he's good. You know, if this one thing happens, oh God, thank you that this worst thing didn't happen. You know, thank you that I have friends. Thank you that I still have this. This is still happening, you know, and just rest in the fact that he's good. He's good in all things. And I can always praise God for his goodness.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we can always praise God for his goodness. I think sometimes, like, that's a great, it's a great prayer to say, like, Lord, help me get out of my way. Help me get out of your way, you know? And same with you, Dawn. I think you tapped into something really crucial, that when we are struggling with unforgiveness, with bitterness, you know, that can be a very real and powerful block in our relationship with God. And so to say, to go back to the truth of who God is, to the truth of what he has done for us, and to say exactly what you said, like, okay, if you can forgive me, if you could lay down your life while I was still a sinner, while we still are sinners, then would you empower me to be like you, Jesus, to forgive this person even when it's still painful and still hard? So I really am grateful that you brought that up. Is there anything that comes to mind for you, Darina?
You know, I resonate with the ones that you all shared. And the other one that comes to mind is just busyness. You know, I think that for me, as a mom with three tween and teenage girls, and, you know, a career and a husband, like, and even just other things that I do for ministry and hobbies that fill my calendar squares, I have to be so intentional about carving out margin that I have that time with the Lord. And not just like, this is my quiet time for the day, but even just like those times where I can pause and reflect and praise, like we're talking about. And so often it can get squeezed out. So I'm practicing a couple things. One is being creative with what that looks like. So I'm spending a lot of time in the car these days, you know, Uber driving my kids to all their activities. And so even those few minutes that I might have in the car to myself before I pick them up at school or at the, you know, track meet or whatever, that I would use that time and steward that time well to praise the Lord. And then also that I have to be faithful to say no to things. And I'm not good at this, because I'm a yes girl, but I have to be faithful to say no to things in every season. I feel like this, because we live on semesters with kids in school, it's like I have to reevaluate spring semester, summer, and fall semester. What are the things I'm going to say no to so that I have that space? And it really affects me when I'm too busy, because I start to feel like anxiety creeping up, or frustration or jealousy, things that I know are not my natural, you know, what I like to be in those spirits, but it's because I haven't had enough time to just be in the presence of the Lord and praising him. And so I'm really paying attention to those feelings in my spirit and learning how to say no more so that I have that space to praise him.
That's so good. That's so real. I relate with that too, the busyness, and then the busyness that causes anxiety, and then the anxiety that distracts us and distracts me and makes me focused on my own lack or my own not enough. And I think at the heart of praise, and at the heart of being in a place open and ready to receive God's strength, is shifting our eyes from ourselves, shifting our gaze from our own circumstances, and putting it back on God where it belongs. And I love how Psalm 123:1 just beautifully captures this. And that we can make this our prayer today. I lift my eyes up to you who sit enthroned in heaven. And so friends, if you are struggling today in big ways or small ways, in unseen ways or public ways, I just want to encourage you to lift your eyes up to remember who sits on the throne of grace. And that God says, you know, in Hebrews 4:16, you know, let's approach the throne of grace with confidence that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And so go to that throne of grace through, you know, belting out a worship song or through taking, you know, a nature walk, or spending time in community, whatever that looks like for you today. Being intentional with those small, you know, car minutes, like Darina said, but that God is so worthy of our praise and he is waiting and ready and so willing to strengthen you today. Karina, would you be willing to pray for us as we wrap up?
Yes, I would love to. Oh, Father, we love you, God, and we thank you, and we do give you all praise, all honor, all glory. God, would you help us in our moments of fear, of doubt, of worry, to set our gaze again on you, to get our gaze off of ourselves and off of our circumstances, to just look upon your face, upon your beauty. God, just renew our hearts and our spirits with just a hope and expectancy that you are going to meet us where we are. You are going to meet us in every way, in every season, because you are good. You are good and loving and faithful and gracious. And we just want to be a grateful people, and we love you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for being here today, friends. And if this conversation has been meaningful to you all, I just encourage you to pick up your own copy of 100 Days of Strength in Any Struggle. It's available from our friends on dayspring.com, Amazon, wherever you like to buy books. But grab a copy for yourself. Grab one for a friend. This would make a beautiful gift. Stock up for Mother's Day. But gosh, do you know anyone in your life who doesn't struggle? I don't, which means that this is for every woman. And I know that you'll be encouraged by all of the words from Dawn, Karina, and Darina, as well as our other friends at Encourage. So the link will be in the show notes, and also encourage you to share this episode with a friend. If it was meaningful to you, let's share the good. Let's engage in powerful praise as a community, and remember that the Lord is always good. He's always faithful, and his strength will never fail.
The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.